What is it that you do as a chiropractor?
It would broadly be classed as manual therapy. So that's using the hands to change the way muscles and joints are working and change the way that's affecting the nervous system. Actually, what we're doing is, as we move the joint quickly, it's getting the muscles and, to a smaller extent, the ligaments that are around the joint. They send lots of signals quickly up to the brain when they get stretched. And that then makes the brain kind of realize that the area that we're working on was not moving properly. And so the brain then sends signals back down, and it changes the tension of the muscles, and it alters the pain inhibition, or the pain threshold levels, if you like. So after doing the manual therapy, we can find that the muscles have changed their tone, usually kind of relaxed, so the joint's moving more.
Does it actually hurt?
The manipulation, if it's very tender, like if the joint's really tender, then as you put pressure on it, it does, because it's sore and inflamed anyway. But other times you kind of feel that you're moving a bit, and then there can be a pop or a cracking sound. Yeah, that popping sound is a change of pressure in the joint. When we do the spinal manipulation or the manual therapy on joints, it causes a slight distraction. So one bone is pulled slightly further away from the other. This isn't dangerous, it's not dislocating or anything, it's still within the ligaments. They just get stretched quickly, and that means the volume of the space inside is bigger. Some gas from the surrounding tissues and blood goes into the joint to kind of fill that space, and then they all pop again, so there's lots of little kind of gas bubbles coming off.
So who would you say benefits most from getting this done?
Well, the people that benefit most are ones in a lot of pain that we can free up quickly. Because obviously the more pain you're in and it comes out, you're going to feel greater benefit. But a lot of patients we see have got chronic conditions. So they've had ongoing aches and pains for some time, or they've got a fair bit of osteoarthritis or a injury that has caused a bit of damage. For a lot of our patients, what we're doing is keeping them moving well, and they feel a lot of benefit because they kind of know, if they weren't coming however often it is, once we've got things working to start with, they'd probably be finding that they're getting stiffer and achier and aren't able to do so many things. So they feel quite a lot of benefit from it as well. Really, the research shows that the manipulation is safe.
So how long does an appointment roughly take?
The first one's usually about an hour. We're taking a history, so we get an idea of how this problem has come about and what else has happened that may or may not be of significance in the past. So we've got to ask quite a lot of questions, and we have a questionnaire that goes through that as well first. We'll do the examination, try and figure out which muscles and joints are not working well, if that's a particular pattern. The final bit of the first session would be explaining what we've found and going ahead and starting some treatment. That's about an hour. And then appointments are usually sort of 15 to 20 minutes after that, because we don't need to go through the whole lot again. We're more finding out how the patient's been, if they've been doing their exercises, which is something we're always keen to do, because again, we know from experience and we see research wise that if we're doing good manual therapy to change the way the body's working, and then the patient's doing exercises, particularly strengthening ones, that really helps make more lasting changes.